The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
The coalition leaders are meeting this evening to pave the way for new measures to be announced by the Cabinet tomorrow to reduce the cost of heating and motor fuel for consumers. Joining us to discuss this is the political correspondent, the Irish Examiner, Louise Byrne, and economist Austin Hughes. Louise, to you first. Do we have a fair idea what we can expect from Cabinet tomorrow in terms of these measures to help people?
We have a fair idea, but I think the exact details are yet to be announced or worked out. My understanding of it is that there's a meeting with senior ministers ongoing as we speak at the moment, and that will lead into this meeting of the leaders, the Taoiseach, the Taoiseach and Sean Canny for the independent ministers in government buildings this evening to work out the exact details of this. But I suppose what we do know, Shane, is that there will be some time-bound reduction in excise duties to assist people at the petrol pumps. I think people have seen the huge prices. I was driving past a petrol station this morning. It was suspiciously empty. I think everyone is kind of waiting to try and hold off as best they can to get their petrol until there's some kind of cut in the excise duty. What we don't know is how long that will be for and the exact amount that that will be. The other thing that we do know is also going to happen is for the hauliers, it's understood and expected that Taoiseach Simon Harris, who's also the finance minister, will recommend a rebate scheme for hauliers for diesel. Now, as Piers Doherty from Sinn Féin was explaining to Claire Byrne this morning, the larger a diesel rebate is, well, then the less room there is for an excise cut. So it's the exact details of that are still being worked out.
There is a rebate scheme already, isn't there, Louise? So this would just be, I presume, increasing the amount
that
of credit that they get.
Yeah, so currently that rebate scheme is 7.5 cent. I guess the big question is how much is that expanded by? So those are the first two prongs of this. The third prong of it is for the vulnerable people, the likes of people on the fuel allowance. It's expected that there will be a double fuel allowance payment. Now, again, if I guess how much of an impact that's going to have is up for debate. The fuel allowance is €38 per week. The fuel allowance season is due to end in or around the 2nd of April. So how long will that be? How many double payments will people get? Will the fuel allowance season be extended? I think these are the big questions that are still up in the air, and the details I would expect will start to become clear just before 9 p.m. this evening when the leaders finish meeting.
Okay, Louise Byrne from the Irish Examiner, political correspondent of the Irish Examiner, thank you indeed for that update. Let's bring in economist Austin Hughes. Austin, politically, the government probably had no choice but to do this. Fiscally and economically, is it the right measure?
I think so. Now, get two economists and you'll get four different opinions on this. But my view is that we're going to see a large negative impact on households that will weaken economic activity. And in that regard, I think it's kind of economically sensible as well as socially desirable that the government implements some support measures. The key really is how much and for how long. And this is the real difficulty that economists can't really tell, because we're really at the mercy of Trump's next tweet. The reality is the government is in a reasonably strong position to implement support measures for now. It really doesn't want to have this stuck around its neck, you know, for the next 6 months or so. So I think what will happen is that they need to do something which gives some offset. It cushions the blow, but it doesn't fully offset the impact. And by the way, we've seen this happening elsewhere in Europe, and the EU Commission is recommending it. So it is economically justifiable.
Okay. But I suppose the difficulty for the government, you've alluded to this already, is once given, it's very hard to take away these incentives or credits or whatever.
Yeah, I think that's the critical issue, that the government will have to emphasise the temporary nature of this and, you know, maybe spell out that this is for a month or so and then will be reviewed subsequently. But the reality is, if energy prices and fuel prices particularly remain at this sort of level for the rest of the year, we're talking about a hit to consumer spending of a couple of billion euro. And that translates into somewhere close to 1,300 euro for the average household. Okay. That, by the way, that's me making a heroic assumption that energy costs are about 20% higher than they were last year. Every day they move about plus or minus 10%. But let's say on average that they're about 20% higher, then that would imply that sort of hit. And in those sort of circumstances, there is an economic need. And of course, there is the small little aspect of it that because of VAT on fuel, the government actually does benefit from higher energy prices. So it will be, in some sense, reversing an accidental increase in taxation, revenues.
Okay, economist Austin Hughes, thank you indeed for that insight.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.